The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Probate disputes are often complex and usually involve family members, wills, inheritance, and lots of tension. But how does a person go about solving a probate dispute? And which are the most common kinds of conflicts within families? Joining me now to help us answer these questions is solicitor with Noble Law Solicitors, John Costello. They specialise in wills and family law. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's go back to the basics. What is probate?
Well, if a person dies and they've made a will, the executor named in the will has to lodge the original will in the probate office, an office in the Four Courts, and has to swear an affidavit setting out the assets and liabilities in the estate, and has to swear an affidavit that they'll administer the estate according to the terms of the will and pay all taxes and liabilities. And then 2 or 3 months later, or even later than that, the probate office issue, it's a one-page document with a High Court stamps certifying that the will is valid and that the executor has authority to collect in the assets.
Now, getting behind all that, what does the probate office do to check that the executor has been honest?
Well,
do they do anything?
Well, the executor, it's a sworn affidavit before.
No, but suppose there's an account that they don't want to tell anybody about. And this kind of collusion between the beneficiaries and the executor to hide all the stuff.
Well, the executor, it's perjury if the executor is not. Now, if the executor doesn't know
about... Might be a small price to pay, you know, for millions.
If the executor doesn't know about the assets, that they're protected. If they do know about the assets, and there could be severe penalties against the estate if it came to light later. I mean, I have heard in the past that people have had hidden accounts abroad, you know, and not much is said. But the executor has an obligation to do their best.
Okay, so it's down to the executor.
Yeah.
So you choose your executor with care.
Definitely. Now, an executor can be the main beneficiary. Normally, a spouse or partner can be an executor as well as being the sole beneficiary, child or children. But if it's a complicated case or if there could be tension between family members, sometimes it's good to have an independent executor, say a professional person or another relation in the family.
So what are the probate office? I mean, in theory, they could rubber stamp that today. They get the will today from the executor. He swears the affidavit.
Yeah.
They could stamp it tomorrow and give it back if they're not doing any investigations. So they don't do investigations.
Well, they check that the assets and liabilities are correctly covered in the documents called a statement of affairs. They check that the oath or the affidavit swearing to administer the estate is correct. Basically,
but they don't go ringing up banks or anything.
No. There's basic mistakes with the completion of the documents that they challenge, but nothing else. And they don't. The only time they would challenge a will is if the deceased has Alzheimer's and dementia, and that is on the death certificate. Mm. The probate office require an affidavit from a doctor confirming that the deceased had testamentary capacity to make the will.
At the time they made the will.
Yeah.
So that's the only time they really get into any investigations.
Well, that's the usual time.
Yeah.
There are one or two other. If it's a foreign will, for example, if it's a will in a foreign language, that can create problems.
Okay. Now, so the grant of probate happens.
Yes.
And then there's a row. Or does the row happen before the grant of probate?
Well, the first thing is the executor is supposed to send the will to all the main beneficiaries. So quite often, if there's going to be a problem about the will, the executor doesn't send it to all the beneficiaries. So they don't know what's in the will. So that can be a first problem.
Okay, but now, is the executor supposed to send the will to all beneficiaries?
Yeah, to the major beneficiaries.
To stop it going to probate or being given a grant
of
probate?
No, the beneficiaries are legally entitled. The main beneficiaries who get to share the residue of the estate, they are legally entitled to a copy of the will. Now, if there's going to, sometimes the executor doesn't send a copy of the will to the beneficiaries because he or she knows there's going to be a row over it.
But they're supposed to.
They're supposed to.
So they should bring on the row. That's what they're supposed to do.
Well, that's what the first problem that could arise. The second problem then is that what you can lodge is you see the will is unfair or that the testator may not be on a sound mind or there might be an undue influence. You can lodge what's called a caveat to stop probate being taken out, to stop the executor administering the estate. And that sometimes is the first step in a row to prevent probate from taken out to negotiate.
Now, if probate is granted by the probate office, is that it then? Is that the way the divvy happens? Or after that grant, can you challenge?
Oh, you can challenge that, yes. You have, you're certain, if you're the main main court litigation in probate matters is where a child challenges a will because they haven't been given a fair share of the estate in their mind. And the position is that they have to prove that the parent has failed in their moral duty to make proper provision for them, taking into account the size of the estate, taking into account the position of the child, their own financial position and all that. So that is the main probate litigation case. Now, what will happen is, if this goes into the court system, first of all, the solicitor acting for, say, the child is supposed to advise the child that mediation, the possibility of mediation, must be discussed. It's in the legislation.
It has to be.
It has to be discussed. Now, it's not mandatory to do mediation, but it's mandatory.
You've got to explore,
the possibility of mediation.
Now, you say there's a very good reason for going to mediation, because if you've got RAS and solicitors on all sides, it could be very expensive. And who pays those fees?
Well, that's a good question, because if there's a child challenging the will, the executor has a legal team and the child has a legal team. There's two legal teams. And if it goes into court and the court has to sit for a few days hearing the case and all the evidence, the costs of both sides come out of the estate.
There might be nothing left at the end of it.
Well, that's it. And so this is where mediation is so important, because first of all, there's a number of benefits with mediation. The first benefit is that it's confidential. No one, all the family linen isn't being washed in the public eye. The second point then is that you can't, if an agreement is signed, you can't, that's the end of the matter. If you go to court and you spend a week in a court, there could be an appeal to a higher court. So you never finish with a litigation. But mediation brings matters to a completion.
Who typically would be a mediator?
Well, normally it would be an experienced barrister or solicitor in the area. And if it's a probate area, you get an experienced barrister or solicitor to mediate. And the mediation then, quite often, it might only take one day. Whereas if you go to court, it might take 4 or 5 days, because all the witnesses have to go into the witness box. So generally, what happens in mediation is that the parties, both parties, have their own legal teams, and the mediator goes between, they're in separate rooms, and the mediator goes between the two rooms and generally it's really a bargaining over money. And that's really what it is. And they're trying to settle it. But quite often, they have a great rate of success because the benefits are so great by settling.
Now, what are, if you like, the typical rows that might occur over wills? You mentioned that children feel they're ill-served by what they were left. What else can arise?
Well, there is a legal maxim called promissory estoppel. And quite often, say the eldest son is promised the farm and by the father, and he said, look, you get the farm, but I don't want you to go to university because we need you on the farm, you know, now. Yeah. And so the son doesn't go to university, and the father then dies 10 years later, but he doesn't get the farm. But he has, so it's called a promise. The father's then stopped. He's prevented from giving the farm to the son, because the son acted to his detriment on the promise from his father that he'd get the farm. So it's called, it's a legal maxim called promissory estoppel.
And how do you prove that?
Because it's difficult.
You know, you're sitting around the dinner table on a Christmas day and they say, son, you're going to stay on the farm, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get the farm.
Yeah.
Okay, and some of the monies, they go to X, Y, and Z in the family.
Yeah.
How do you prove that?
Well,
especially if the other gang are saying, the farm is worth a fortune.
I know.
If we divvy this up, we'll be better off.
It's very difficult. And that's where you see the evidence can be hard to prove. But other cases would be, for example, I got a will once, it was a German will in the German language, and the Irish assets were left to the Evangelical Church in Ireland. So there was a fight between two churches as to who was the correct beneficiary. And so it was settled anyway, eventually, out of court.
Texter, and you've already answered this. Can you be both an executor and a beneficiary?
Yes, certainly,
And there's no, it would seem like a conflict of interest there, but...
Well, not really, because if the executor is the sole beneficiary, it makes sense that they're, you know...
Not to bring a third party in.
Well, that's it,
What happens if an executor doesn't lodge a will to the probate office?
Well, sometimes if the assets are not substantial, you might need probate.
They have the house and it's a semi-D in a village in the Midlands, and it's going to...
Well, you see, in most cases, the family home is in joint names and bank accounts. So say there's a family home in joint names, the bank accounts in joint names. There's no need to take out probate at all because everything passes to the survivor automatically. And certainly if they're under 25,000 in assets in a bank account, you don't need probate.
Can I get myself removed as an executor as it's been 10 years and my solicitor and the bank are not working and my mother died with debt?
Yeah, well, you, first of all, you're not legally obliged to act as an executor. You don't.
At what point can you say no?
Oh, you can say no after the death. You don't have to. So you can see, you just don't have to.
You
act.
See the trouble coming and you say, not me.
That's right.
So then what happens?
Well, there could be another executor, or else what happens is the main beneficiary can apply for probate, the residual legatee, if the executor isn't going to apply. And quite often, you get banks applying. If banks are owed money, and so they don't take out probate because they don't want to pay the money to the banks can take out probate and if the executor refuses to take out probate. Yeah.
Now, what about that business of dying? You can't leave your debts to somebody, can you?
Well, what happens is whoever gets the residue of your estate gets your debts as well.
Oh, really?
Yes. So the residue is whatever's left over, if anything. Now, if the estate is insolvent, the advice would be not to go near the estate in the first place, you know.
Forget about it. This is a negative thing.
There's no point.
There's no value.
You know, but let the creditors may take some action, but there's no point in the executor doing anything if it's insolvent.
Okay, the complexity comes in whereby there is a debt maybe, which is the husband's debt.
Yeah.
But the assets are joint.
Yes.
What happens then? I mean, does
say there's a mortgage on the property.
Yeah.
The mortgage, well, the husband will probably have a mortgage protection policy. So that normally the mortgage is paid off in that situation.
If they don't have that, though, and the debt is on something other than the house, the husband owes a lot of money.
Yeah.
He dies.
Yeah.
But the wife owns half the house. Now, can they? They will try to take half the house to pay off the debt.
Well, if the loan agreement was in joint names, certainly. If it was only in the husband's name, the wife may be able to
dodge
the bullet. Yeah.
Is a will on public record? Never heard anything from my deceased father's siblings when his bachelor brother died 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, she's on public record. And you can do a search to see when probate is issued. You can get a copy of the will and probate.
Okay, you can get a copy. So if this person suspects they've been scammed in some way by others, they can check it out.
They can check it out.
What recourse has an executor if the beneficiaries are uncooperative, bullying, and not corresponding with the executor in performing their task under the grant of probate?
Well,
beneficiaries who are just not cooperating with the executor for whatever reason.
Well, sometimes the executor, if the executor is getting a heartache from all of this, they can ask the court to discharge them and say, look, why can't it get on with the administration so they can be discharged legally?
So the idea is that the house is left to A, but B is squatting in the house and B doesn't leave the house, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I have an autistic daughter with a twin brother. How can I protect her interest?
Well, I have an autistic brother myself, and I do a lot of wills for parents who have children with special needs. And you set up a discretionary trust, a trust for the child's lifetime. You'd put a sum of money, say 50,000 or 100,000 in a trust, and the trustees would use the money for that beneficiary.
What do you do if you have no suitable person in your circle to act as an executor?
Well, you don't advertise, obviously, in the daily newspaper. No, then people normally have a couple of friends they could ask. Your solicitor can act as an executor if you want to, or an accountant, another professional person.
Okay. Let's see another one. How long does it take probate for someone who had no will, an incapacitated adult?
Well, the problem is if there's no will, no one is legally entitled to take out. It's the next of kin.
But
no one is legally entitled to force them to take out probate.
What happens if an executor doesn't lodge a will to the probate office?
Well, the beneficiaries can lodge what's called a caveat asking them to lodge it.
But I think maybe they're just thinking, say nothing, we'll just keep the money.
Well, The beneficiaries can take an action, you know, to prevent.
No, but if the beneficiaries say, well, this is fine, you know, the money's there, we'll take it. But the executor hasn't lodged the document with the probate office.
Well,
can they just divvy the...
Well, they can, yeah, provided the terms of the will are followed. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there could be tax liabilities, and the beneficiaries have to pay the tax liabilities.
Is it better to have two executors, especially with a large family?
I would normally recommend two, unless there's, but if the spouse is the sole beneficiary, I'd recommend the spouse then could be the sole executor.
Executor of my mother's will has refused to go to probate as the tax owed to revenue is too high. No tax paid since 1987. The estate solicitor has advised her not to, as the revenue could go back years. So my inheritance is languishing in a bank account for almost 2.5 years. My solicitor is getting nowhere. I think at this stage, should I go directly to the revenue?
But that's a very complicated question. Mm. I'd need to know more information about, but it sounds like a real disaster.
It certainly does. Anyway, John, more questions than answers yeah. for many of these, but thank you very much for joining us. That's John Costello, who's a solicitor with Noble Law Solicitors who handle mediation and family law.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.